And this is New England Public Media. I'm Mike Lyle. A new exhibit at the Springfield Museums pays tribute to a legendary musician from the South who later adopted Western Massachusetts as his home. New England Public Media's Karin and Jerry recently went to visit the Horn Man, the life and musical legacy of Charles Neville.
By the time he died of cancer in April 2018 at age 79, Charles Neville had traversed a global journey few of us could ever imagine. Horn Man chronicles that journey in a visual and sonic exhibit, from his early days growing up in New Orleans, a paradox of a city both culturally rich and diverse, yet deeply segregated, to a decades-long international career touring with his siblings, the Neville brothers, and to his presence on the New England music scene, mentoring aspiring musicians.
My name is Maggie Humberston, and I'm the curator of library and archives at the Wood Museum of Springfield History.
Humberston says Charles Neville's personal photographs, instruments, illustrations, and other mementos laid out through the exhibit were contributed by his wife, Kristen, who Charles first met and married in the early 1990s. Of course, music is prominently featured as well throughout the exhibit, with sound stations designed to provide visitors a soundtrack reflecting various phases of Neville's life.
We have five of these sound stations situated throughout the exhibit, pretty much one with each panel, and so that as you read the panel, you can also experience the music that Charles was listening to and that was influencing him as he was growing up. And then later in the show, some of his own music and the Neville Brothers' music.
Humberston says the exhibit also offers a candid look into the challenges Neville faced and the struggles to overcome them.
A long-standing drug addiction, heroin addiction. He tried to break that by going to rehab a number of times. Kristen has been very open about sharing that part of his life. He kept some journals in the 1980s, which he illustrated, and she shared those with us, and we've made those part of the exhibit so that you can look at some of the pages. And it's just so poignant, but there's an optimism that runs through his story.
That story includes his embrace of African and Eastern spiritual practices. Voodoo deities that permeate New Orleans culture are invoked to help overcome his 3-decades-long addiction, a habit he was first introduced to while serving in the U.S. Navy. And Kristen Neville says Tai Chi, the martial arts-based exercise for meditation and health, would become a daily practice for her husband.
It was this wonderful discovery for him to kind of, I guess, help connect his mind and body and spirit. And he'd wake up at 5 a.m. and do his stretches and do his Tai Chi and his Qigong. And so for a couple hours every morning, he would do that. And when he'd go out on the road, that was the thing he did to kind of keep him centered and grounded.
Neville's ever-present Tai Chi shoes are among the personal items in the collection. Another is a tie-dye t-shirt, which would become a fixture in his attire. Kristen Neville says it symbolized a transition in the 1960s. He'd served a 3-year jail stint at Louisiana's notorious Angola State Penitentiary for possessing 2 marijuana joints. He then went to New York City.
Listen here, baby. Step back, you're so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just don't play with me and you won't get burned. I have only one itch and desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
It was a huge shift in life experience from this really oppressive, dangerous situation in the prison that was reflective of slavery to the summer of love. Hippies and just being embraced by white people, having come from a very different situation in the South. And later on in like the early 80s, when the brothers formed as a band and they connected with Bill Graham, the manager, and he put them on tours with the Grateful Dead and these shows with, you know, Grateful Dead fans with lots of tie-dyes were really digging their music and just loved it, loved them.
After Charles Neville moved to Huntington, Massachusetts in the 1990s, he continued touring with his brothers and eventually his sons, Khalif and Talon, who grew up in Western Mass. A video produced and edited by Khalif Neville, featuring interviews with some of his father's musical colleagues, is also in the exhibit. Charles Neville became a presence on the local music scene as well, from mentoring young musicians at the Community Music School of Springfield to co-founding the Springfield Jazz and Roots Festival. Curator Maggie Humberston says she never got to know Neville personally, but she says she hopes visitors, be they fans or new to Neville's story, will come away with a new appreciation for the man affectionately called Horn Man.
I think for me, it was his just continual resilience, which is a word that, you know, everybody bandies about, and everybody has a certain amount of personal resilience. But this guy always rose out of it. You know, Angola didn't take him out. Drug addiction didn't take him out. Whatever he faced, he always found a way to rise above it.
Horn Man, the life and musical legacy of Charles Neville, is on exhibit at the Wood Museum of Springfield History through the end of November. For New England Public Media, I'm Kari Ngiri.